This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into this absolutely terrific Thursday, February 19th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please do so. Also, if you're new to the show, you've never texted me before, send me a text. Let me know what city area you're listening to 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Greatly appreciate you. Welcome into the radio family. Want to give a very special birthday shout out to our granddaughter, Toria. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Toria. You should be in class, girl, so you're not going to hear this until the replay later. I know you listen to my show every day, right? Hey, we got a good one lined up for you. Lots of things happening in Lansing. We also have a story related to the attorney general race here in Michigan. So one of you sent me a text yesterday and actually had it backwards that one of the candidates says he's basically done with debates, feels that he needs to be working with the precinct delegates directly and sees no reason to debate his fellow opponent heading into the March 28th endorsement convention down in Novi, Michigan, Saturday, March 28th. Now, again, a reminder, next Thursday night, a week from tonight, next Thursday at 7 p.m., is the county conventions. Those of you who are precinct delegates, you need to mark your calendars right now if you haven't already, that you have a county convention to attend next Thursday night, 7 p.m., a week from tonight. At that convention, delegates will be selected to go to Lansing to vote in the nominating convention, and you need to make sure that the right people go from your county. So greatly appreciate you guys marking your calendars and participating. And a reminder that we need to be on the ballot again this year. August 4th primary, you need to get your affidavits of identities filed with your clerks to run for precinct delegate again this year. Right now, as soon as this nominating convention is over, we are done basically as precinct delegates for the last term, 2024. You have to run again this August to be able to go to the real formal nominating convention in late August. So you want to make sure that you do that. go to your clerk's office, ask for an affidavit of identity. It's a partisan position. You're running to be either a Republican or a Democrat precinct delegate. Sign it in front of a notary and turn it in. You can get that done anytime, I believe, up until April the 21st. So something you got to get done here in the next couple of months. Got a great show. Lots of stories, lots of information. Attorney General Dana Nessel, she's suing to get $5.15 million returned to the state treasury. Debates and even MISHDA. Hitting record number of home loan assistant loans last year. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Thursday. Attorney General candidate Doug Lloyd said yesterday that his Republican opponent, Kevin Kievsky, isn't interested in debating him or showing up in front of forum arrangements in the final weeks leading up to the March 28th endorsement convention. Now, full transparency disclosure, I have vetted both of these individuals, and I decided to personally endorse Kevin Kievsky. So I'm going to read this story without any personal opinion or bias. This is the straight story from MERS News Service. Lloyd and Kievsky, the only two GOP Republican candidates to seek the nomination for attorney general, by Kievsky's count, participated in 18 joint events since July, including forums and debates where they fielded questions together. They last appeared together in Shelby Township on Monday to speak with hundreds of delegates. However, Lloyd said on Michigan's Big Show, hosted by Michael Patrick Shields, that the two were supposed to have a forum Tuesday night in Oakland County. But Kievsky came in for a photo op and then left. So I did the forum by myself, quote unquote, said Lloyd. The two were scheduled to have a debate in Grand Rapids, similar to a debate with the Secretary of State candidates, but that has now been canceled. Lloyd is the current Eaton County prosecutor and former president of the statewide Prosecutors Association. Kievsky is a defense attorney whose claim to fame is helping the 2020 Republican electors get criminal charges filed against them thrown out of court. Well, an independent GOP operative who recently polled potential delegates in the race found the race between the two to be, quote, neck and neck, end quote. And also found that 20% of those polled were still undecided. County parties will elect delegates to the March 28th nominating convention next week, which could give the race a little bit more clarity. Once those selections are made, though, the delegates may not have an opportunity to see the two candidates side by side. During the radio show, Lloyd said, "I'd love to have those debates." When asked why he believes Kievsky doesn't want to do the debates, Lloyd said, "No idea. My responsibility is to go out and explain to the delegates and the citizens of Michigan why I believe that I'm the best candidate to be your next attorney general. I'm going to focus on that." Well, Kievsky argued that the delegates have had ample opportunities to hear about their visions directly. At this stage, with the convention fast approaching, we're prioritizing direct one-on-one conversations with delegates and hosting our own events. Building on the strong momentum from undefeated straw poll wins, he pointed to his favorable results for him in Mackinac, Ottawa County, Berrien, and Wayne County's 12th congressional district, among others. As always, we remain focused on our Michigan First platform. Restoring the rule of law, constitutional rights, and election integrity for Michigan families, said Kievsky. Now, I've had Kevin Kievsky on the show every Friday for a few weeks now. You're also hearing the commercials because he chose to sponsor my show and this radio station. Specifically, the advertising contract he signed calls for him to be interviewed on a weekly basis and the commercials to air both during the show and during the music. Doug Lloyd never even approached me or got back to me after talking with him on Mackinac Island last September. when I attended his event there at the Village Inn restaurant on Mackinac Island. He never got back to me. I did bump into him at the Republican Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State Forum at the Great Wolf Lodge in Traverse City. But again, give me a call. Haven't heard from him. Now, maybe because he knows I personally have endorsed Kevin Kievsky, his opponent. But I will be totally fair, unbiased. If Doug wants to come on the show, I'll interview him as well. But Doug, you've got my number. You've got my card. You have got to call me. So that's the story directly from MERS News Service. And we'll talk to Kevin Kievsky about it on Friday's interview. Now, it's very interesting, this next story out of Lansing, because Senator Joseph Bellino, Republican from Monroe, said donating an organ shouldn't cost an arm and a leg, too. Without Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks giving him days off for pre-operation appointments, Bellino said he could never have been an organ donor to his brother-in-law, to whom he gave a kidney back in the summer of 2024. Well, Bellino has authored a bill, Senate Bill 301. The Senate Health Policy Committee heard testimony on the bill yesterday, allowing Michigan employers to claim income tax credits with 100% of the wages they pay to a worker who have gone on organ donation leave, quote unquote. The time period related to the claim could be up to 12 weeks for the employee on leave taking place before, during, or after an organ donation. During the meeting, if the committee hearing, Bellino explained in December of 2014, his brother-in-law shared on Facebook that he needed a kidney donation and that it was and that he wasn't a good candidate for dialysis. Well, according to the American Transplant Foundation, dialysis treatments is less than perfect replacement for an actual human kidney. Also, because kidneys from diseased donors don't work immediately in some cases, patients may need dialysis before the kidney starts functioning. I put my name on the list. Now, I have to be honest, it was 2 to 3 days after it came out. I waited for a bunch of nieces and nephews who are younger than I to be able to go forward with this process. However, soon they were all rejected. Their blood type, they wanted to have more children, all kinds of things. Finally, it came down to me. Well, a few months later, it was decided I was going to give a kidney. Bellino said the real barrier preventing many individuals from becoming donors is the loss of income during recovery. He described his Senate Bill 301 as a corporate income tax credit for Michigan employers, providing fully paid leave to any employee who's donating organs. He added that the leave must be offered in addition to any existing benefits like paid time off or vacation days, and must be signed and verified by a physician. This legislation does not mandate employers participate. However, it simply creates an incentive. Employers who choose to step up and support employees making an extraordinary life-saving decision receive a tax credit in their return. That way, they can afford to pay the employee who's taking the time off, but then turn it in for a tax credit at the end of the year. Bellino gave a special shout-out to Brinks for putting time on the Senate schedule last term for him to talk to doctors and make pre-operation appointments ahead of the transplant operation. In fact, the day of my last pre-op was a voting day. And I went to her and said, look, the doctors need me to be there all day long. Well, she changed the day for me. This Senate Bill 301 simply reflects the principle. If someone is willing to save a life, the least we can do is ensure that they're not financially penalized for doing so. The bill itself, Senate Bill 301, was supported by business groups like the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and the Detroit Regional Chamber. One of the witnesses who testified, David Galbinski, co-founder of the Living Liver Foundation, a small association aimed at educating folks at becoming living donors. Galbinski is a Grosse Pointe resident, received a liver donation from his brother-in-law 6 years ago. Galbinski said Michigan has already shown what meaningful progress looks like, such as the 2023 passage of legislation protecting living donors from discrimination by life, disability, and long-term care insurance companies. He also mentioned the passage of the reform in 2024. This created a one-time non-refundable credit for up to $10,000 for unreimbursed donation-related costs. Travel, hotel, childcare, and even lost wages. Well, that tax credit was kicked off at the start of last year. Galbinski said that this new bill, Senate Bill 301, fills a gap for a very practical problem with the existing tax credits going away. This tax credit is non-refundable and cannot be carried forward. When he was talking about the $10,000 state tax credit, its value depends on how much state income tax a family owes in a single year. Most donors will never owe $10,000 in state income tax. So even if their donation-related cost reaches that amount, they may only be able to claim a fraction of the credit. He said that many donors actually need 4 to 12 weeks away from work to fully recover. When wages stop during the leave, families' finances are hit immediately. So this is a bill that they're hoping to get bipartisan support and that the governor will sign it. Who, by the way, speaking of the governor, this coming Wednesday, February 25th, 7 o'clock, she will be giving this year's and her final State of the State address. It'll be online and it will be on TV. Bomb the Hour Newsbreak, hour number one. We'll be right back.